Good afternoon, everyone. I am Michael Bruce. I'm the priest here at St. James Westminster, and I would like to extend a large welcome to the Lutheran congregations that have joined with us today. The news got out that we were doing Holden Evening Prayer, which, while it's kind of new to the Anglican circles, it's an old familiar favorite in the Lutheran ones. So welcome to St. James. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, and we just love this service. As part of our spin on Holden's Evening Prayer, tonight we're going to try something a little different, and throughout the service, you'll hear the reference to let our prayers rise up like incense before you. And so we actually have a little bit of incense here tonight. And what we'll invite people to do is to come forward at a certain point in the service, I'll let you know, but to take a grain of incense from this little container, a pyx, and to imagine that your prayers are in this grain of incense. And don't worry, you don't need 6 grains of incense for 6 prayers. Many, many prayers can fit in a single grain. And then to take it and to place it onto the coals in this little container, and then watch as your prayers literally rise up as incense before God. It's a beautiful symbolism, and I invite you to participate if you would like. If you don't want to, not a problem. God hears your prayers without the incense, I promise. So with that, welcome, and I'll hand it over to Steve.
Thank you, Michael, and thank you again for joining us this afternoon. The music for the service is found in this little booklet, which I hope you picked up as you came in. And if you don't have one, Barb will get one to you. We'll be singing 3 hymns this afternoon, 2 of which are in the blue hymn books, and 1 is on the sheet that you picked up as well. And that hymn will come between the readings in the middle of the service. So to open our service this evening, we'll sing hymn number 14, found in our blue Common Praise hymn books that is in the pew. Hymn number 14, O Gracious Light, Lord Jesus Christ.
Now, for it is evening,
Our prayers come before you, O God, as incense, and may your presence surround and fill us, so that in union with all creation, we might sing your praise and your love in our lives. Amen. Amen.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. So then, brothers and sisters, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh, for if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, It is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if, in fact, we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him.
Our next hymn is the one found on the sheet, hymn number 432, Now on Land and Sea Descending.
Christ according to John. Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God." Jesus answered him, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above." Nicodemus said to him, "How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time the mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh. What is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you a teacher of Israel and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen. Yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." The Gospel of Christ.
God speaks to us in many ways. Tonight he's spoken to us through music and through the Holy Scriptures. We come now to a time in our service where we're invited to respond to God with our own prayers. And so I'd invite whoever would like to come forward and to take a grain of incense and offer it on this little stone and let your prayers rise up to God as incense. Thank you. The light shines in the darkness,
and the darkness has not overcome it.
For
Great and merciful God, source and ground of all goodness and life, give to your people the peace that passes all understanding and the will to live your gospel of mercy and justice. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
God, remember us in your love and teach us to pray. Our Father,
Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Let us bless our God. Bless us and keep us. May Christ be heaven light for all lives. May the Spirit of love be our guide and path for all of our days.
Our service of worship comes to its close, but our service to each other and to God's world begins renewed and refreshed. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
With a final hymn.
Our final hymn this afternoon is hymn number 30, hymn number 30 in the Blue Common Praise Hymn Book, God That Madest Earth and Heaven.
Thank you.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks for coming out. Much appreciated.